Welcome to the Billing Blueprint Podcast, your go-to resource for innovative medical billing solutions. Each episode, we explore the latest industry trends and share proven strategies to help your practice streamline operations and get paid faster. Now, here are your hosts, Brad and Sarah.
All right. Welcome to another deep dive, you guys. Today, we're going to be tackling something that I think impacts all of us, no matter like what side of the healthcare system we're on, and that's patient financial responsibility in healthcare and dental practices. And to help us kind of unpack all this, we are diving into an article called How to Communicate Financial Responsibilities to Patients from Bill Flash Services. It's got a ton of advice for practices, but I think a lot of what we're going to be talking about today is going to be super useful for you as a patient too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's really about empowering everyone involved.
Okay, so let's unpack this article a little bit. One thing that this article really kind of hammers home is that transparency is absolutely essential. And I'm kind of curious, from your perspective, what are some of the less obvious ways that practices might be unknowingly absorbing financial risk just because of unclear communication?
Yeah, that's a great question. One example that I can think of is hidden costs. So thinking about a procedure with multiple steps, maybe involves some lab work or anesthesia or facility fees. If those aren't clearly communicated up front, the patient might be hit with a much larger bill than they were anticipating. And that can lead to disputes or even write-offs for the practice.
Oh, that totally makes sense. So it's not even just like the big ticket items. It's all those smaller things that can really add up.
Exactly. Yeah. And another risk is regulatory non-compliance. We're kind of in an age now of increased scrutiny on healthcare billing practices. If a practice isn't meticulously documenting communication and getting the proper consent for these procedures that have financial implications, they could face penalties down the line.
Wow, I honestly hadn't even considered the legal side of things. That's a really compelling reason for practices to really prioritize clear communication. The article talks about using plain language and explaining jargon, which kind of seems straightforward, but like, how do you think that practices can cater to, you know, those varying literacy levels and learning styles that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, it's about going beyond just simplifying the language. Visual aids can be powerful. Think about infographics that are breaking down costs or even videos that are explaining procedures. Mm-hmm. Offering options is really key here too. You know, some patients might prefer to have like a really detailed written explanation, while others might benefit more from like a quick phone call with a financial counselor. It's really about meeting people where they are.
I love that. Tailoring the approach to each individual. Now, this is the part that really surprised me. The article talks about how important mailed bills still are, even in like our digital age. Is that really still necessary?
You know, it might seem counterintuitive, but it really boils down to a few key things. First, detailed itemization. Emailed statements, they can get really cluttered. Right. But like a mailed bill, that allows for a clear breakdown of each service. And that can help patients connect the dots between the care that they received and what the charges are. And then also remember, not everyone is like tech savvy or has consistent internet access. Mailed bills kind of ensure that that crucial billing information is reaching everyone, regardless of their comfort level with technology.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's about accessibility and I guess providing like a physical reminder too. I noticed the article even suggests using these bills as a marketing opportunity by like including inserts and stuff. I mean, that's a smart way to maximize that postage for sure. But, you know, let's be real. In today's world, most of us really crave that digital convenience. The article highlights a lot of the benefits of online payments, and I can definitely see the appeal for patients. But what about the practices? What's in it for them?
Well, it's a win-win for sure. For practices, online payments mean like a better cash flow. So instead of waiting for checks to arrive and clear, payments are processed instantly. And that also reduces staff workload associated with like the manual billing tasks, allowing them to really focus on more important things like patient care. And we can't forget about the cost savings either. Processing electronic payments is significantly cheaper than handling paper checks. Plus, it reduces the risk of errors too.
So it sounds like it makes the whole system a lot smoother and more efficient. I did notice that the article mentions how paywoot.com for online payments. Can you talk a little bit more about how those tools specifically address some of the communication challenges we've been talking about?
Yeah, so what's really interesting about Bill Flash is that it goes beyond just basic online payments. They offer these customizable statement templates so practices can tailor the language and the layout to their specific patient demographics. And the platform integrates with their online payment portal, Paywoot, which provides patients with a ton of flexible payment options, including the ability to set up payment plans and view their billing history and even access support documents. That level of transparency and self-service can be incredibly empowering for patients.
Yeah, it really takes the guesswork out of the whole process and puts patients in control.
Exactly. And for practices, the platform also provides these really robust reporting dashboards that track key performance indicators, like on-time payments and average days in accounts receivable, and even patient feedback on billing clarity. This lets them monitor how effective their communication strategies are and make adjustments as needed.
That feedback loop is so important for continuous improvement. I'm realizing as we talk about this that we've only just scratched the surface here. There's so much more to explore when it comes to empowering patients and practices through effective communication. You know, I'm already thinking differently about this whole idea of patient financial responsibility. It's not just about collecting payments. It's about like creating a more positive and empowering experience for everyone.
Yeah, I totally agree. When you put that priority on clear communication, it can really transform like the whole dynamic between patients and providers.
In what way?
Well, think about the emotional impact. You know, healthcare costs can be a huge source of stress for people. And when patients are caught off guard by unexpected bills, it creates this anxiety, distrust, and it can even discourage them from getting the care that they need.
Yeah, it becomes a barrier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when those financial conversations are happening early on and transparently, it just alleviates so much of that worry. Imagine a patient going into a procedure knowing exactly what to expect financially. They can really just focus on their health and recovery instead of stressing about those bills.
Yeah, that makes such a big difference. The article talks about e-bill notices as like another way to use technology for better communication. I'm curious, beyond just the convenience factor, what are some of like the psychological benefits of receiving bills electronically, like through email or text?
What's really fascinating here is like the immediacy and control it offers. With paper bills, there's often this delay and then the bill kind of sits on your counter, becoming this physical reminder of a debt. But with e-bills, patients can access and manage their bills like the moment they're issued. They can set up automatic payments, view their history, and even communicate with the billing department right through the platform.
So it removes that element of surprise and lets them take action.
Precisely. And, you know, we can't forget about the environmental impact, too. Reducing paper consumption is better for everyone.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Speaking of empowering practices, the article really emphasizes the need for well-trained staff. What are some of the key areas where staff training can really make the biggest difference when it comes to patient financial responsibility?
One area that I think often gets overlooked is insurance verification. Staff really needs to be knowledgeable about all these different insurance plans and coverage limitations and pre-authorization requirements. Just a simple error here can lead to these big billing headaches later on.
So it's not even just about explaining bills. It's about having this deep understanding of all like the complexities of insurance.
Exactly. Another area that's really crucial is empathy and communication skills. Staff should be trained to handle these really sensitive financial conversations with compassion and understanding. Remember, patients might be going through these really difficult emotions, and just approaching these conversations with empathy can make a world of difference.
It's about humanizing the process.
Right. And then finally, role-playing is really valuable. By simulating these real-life scenarios, staff can practice handling like tough questions or explaining payment options or even diffusing like a potentially tense situation. It really builds their confidence and gets them ready to provide great patient care.
Yeah, it's like investing in your frontline team, giving them the tools and training that they need. You know, as we're talking about all these different things from technology to training, I'm realizing that effectively communicating about patient financial responsibility, it's not just about following some set of rules.
It's about creating like a culture of transparency and respect.
Yes. It's about recognizing that patients are partners in their healthcare and that open communication is like the foundation of that partnership.
Yeah, it's about shifting the focus from just transactions to relationships.
This whole conversation has been so eye-opening. We've covered so much about the details of billing and the power of technology and the importance of that human connection when it comes to navigating patient financial responsibility. But I feel like we've only just scratched the surface. There's still so much to explore. So we've covered a ton of ground in our deep dive on patient financial responsibility. And I'm curious, what do you think is like the most significant shift that's happening in this space right now?
Yeah. I think what's really interesting to me is like this move toward price transparency in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a long time, the costs have been this mystery, which has made it hard for patients to really understand what's going on and make good decisions about their care. But I think now with some of the new regulations and just like increased demand from patients, we're starting to see this push for hospitals and clinics to just be more upfront about pricing.
Yeah, that seems like it would be a really good thing for patients. But how do you think that impacts like these communication strategies that we've been talking about?
It changes the whole game. I mean, when patients have access to clear pricing information up front, it lets them shop around and find the best value and ask good questions about the costs and even negotiate payment plans. This really puts pressure on providers to be more competitive, not just on the quality of care, but also on the price and how clearly they communicate that.
Yeah, like it's bringing market forces into healthcare.
Exactly. And this is really where technology becomes so important. We're seeing all these new online platforms that are collecting pricing data from all these different providers and then letting patients compare costs for specific procedures in their area. And some practices are going even further and integrating cost estimation tools into their own websites. That way patients can see personalized cost breakdowns based on their own insurance.
That's so cool. It takes all the guesswork out of it. But I can imagine this also creates some challenges for providers. It's a whole different way of thinking about healthcare finances.
Oh, absolutely. Practices definitely need to adapt how they're communicating to meet these new expectations. It's not enough to just send a bill after the fact anymore. They have to be more proactive in educating patients about costs, offering those flexible payment options, and just providing really clear and concise explanations.
So it's about being proactive instead of reactive.
Right. And this also makes staff training even more important. Everyone from the front desk to the clinicians needs to be able to talk about finances with confidence and understanding. They need to know how to explain the pricing and address concerns, and really help patients navigate this increasingly complex world of healthcare billing.
It sounds like a huge cultural shift for a lot of these organizations.
Yeah, it is. And it's not just about like checking boxes and following rules anymore. It's about building trust with your patients,
yeah,
making them feel like they're a part of the process, and ultimately creating a much more positive experience for everyone.
I totally agree. This has been such a great deep dive. We've gotten to explore the ins and outs of communication and technology, and how important that human connection is when it comes to patient financial responsibility. We've uncovered some really practical strategies that practices can use, but even more than that, I think we've all gained a better understanding of how healthcare is changing and how clear and compassionate communication is so key to building trust and empowering patients.
I'm glad you feel that way. And as we wrap up here, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Sure.
We've talked a lot about how to communicate, but the when is also just as important. Now think about all those different points of contact throughout a patient's journey. When are those opportunities to have conversations about financial responsibility proactively? Maybe it's at the very first consultation or when they're scheduling a procedure or even during follow-up appointments. Oh. I think by bringing these conversations into the care process from the very beginning, we can make the whole healthcare experience more transparent and supportive and ultimately more human-centered.
That's a great point. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into patient financial responsibility. We hope you found it helpful and informative. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning into the Billing Blueprint Podcast. For more insights or to dive deeper into today's topics, head over to billflash.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll catch you next week with more strategies to keep your practice running smoothly and getting paid faster.